Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is Gary Lynch, a 30-year veteran of the Broadway stage, film, and television. He's playing the role of Max Kellerman in the touring production of Dirty Dancing, which dances its way into the Hippodrome Theater on May 12th. Gary Lynch joins me on the phone from Cleveland. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
So what's your approach to the role of Max Kellerman? He's the guy who owns the place in the Catskills that the two young lovers go and dance their way into each other's hearts, huh?
That's correct. Well, he actually he runs the whole ship there, tries to make sure everybody is taken care of. I got a lot of very good insight from Eleanor Bergstein, who actually wrote Dirty Dancing, because Kellerman's is actually based on Grossinger's, where she used to go in the Catskills, and my character, Max, is actually based on Paul Grossinger, who's a real guy. So there was some insights about how he handled, you know, his business affairs and the people and at the resort, trying to make sure that they were taken care of. She said he was very King Lear-esque, so I try to bring a little that into play. And also we had a great director, James Powell, who directed pretty much most of the Dirty Dancing shows all over the world, and he also just directed the new Les Miserables on Broadway as well. So he was wonderful to work with, and it was a great experience.
And your association with this show goes way back. You actually originated another role, the role of Mo Pressman, in the pre-Broadway days of Dirty Dancing. So
this
is the show you got in your blood here.
Well, you know, listen, I enjoyed doing the show, and it's great to step into another character, get another perspective of the show itself. So, yeah, I've cut my teeth with Dirty Dancing back in the day, and now I'm back for more, and it's just wonderful, man. It's great.
When you're touring a show like this and you're doing it in different cities, different theaters, and it's how many shows? Usually 8 shows a week or something like that?
Yeah, we do 8 shows a week, right.
How do you prepare yourself to be able to stay in shape and to keep your concentration and to keep your focus? I mean, is it difficult to do the same role, the same show night after night?
Well, it can be very difficult and challenging. I did Les Mis on Broadway for 6 years and 8 shows a week, so I probably did over 2,300 plus performances. And while I was there, I learned a valuable lesson. It might be your 1,000th time doing the show. It's the audience's first. So if you keep that perspective and you live in the moment as you go through the show, that's how you succeed. You bring it the richness to each scene. That's what it's really about. So the amount doesn't really matter as much as the approach does, I think. And yes, you have to stay in pretty good shape. I don't miss, God forbid, knock wood, I'm knocking on my head here, but I don't really ever miss shows. This is my job. I take it very seriously. I have a lot of fun doing it, but I always come ready to go.
All right. Well, we look forward to when you come here in Baltimore and do it for us here. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Gary Lynch plays the role of Max Kellerman in Dirty Dancing, the classic story on stage, which will be at the Hippodrome Theater May 12th through 24th. And a reminder that Wicked opens at the Historic Theater on April 1st. Come over to WIPR.org/InTheBromo for a link to all the details. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. On 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.